Turkey's leaders have repeated their criticism of Egypt, describing the violence there as a massacre and a shame for Islam and the Arab world. The Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has been the most outspoken leader in the international community to comment on the army's crackdown on supporters of the ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. He's accused the West of ignoring the bloodshed in Egypt and has called for an urgent UN Security Council meeting. RFI's Anne-Marie Bissada spoke to Lorenzo Vindino at the Zurich Center for Security Studies. She asked him first if it's true the Turkish government denies having ties with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that's partially true. I mean, it's a matter of semantics. If we're talking about a formal affiliation, obviously there is none, but there is an ideological affinity between the Muslim Brotherhood and the AKP. It's a big transnational informal family, which is based on a common shared ideology and on personal connections that date back to the 1970s when Mr. Erdogan or Gül were involved in Muslim Brotherhood-related activities when we were still students in Turkey.
Now, for 80 years, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt has vied for power and to sort of complete this vision of an Islamic country. And I'm wondering, is it the same type of vision to sort of bring Turkey back to that vision as it used to be before their own sort of revolution happened back with the time of Ataturk?
To some degree, yes. Of course, the kind of Islamism of the AKP is somewhat different from the kind of Islamism of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Different countries, different histories, different societies. But there is somewhat of a common vision of creating a more Islamic society. In simplified terms, I would say it's more of an Islamic light in Turkey compared to the vision that the Brotherhood would have for Egypt. But
what do you mean by an Islamic light, though, in that sense?
Meaning that, anyways, Turkish society is not as Islamized as it is in Egypt. The AKP is on a spectrum, as we would put, of Islamic parties. The AKP is, I would say, on an extreme part, has been one of the most moderate and accepting of secularism.
Is there an actual Muslim Brotherhood organization in Turkey that's as blatant as it is in other countries?
It is very difficult to say. The way this movement operates is that each branch, and I use the word branch for lack of a better term, operates in complete operational independence. There are this constant communication and exchange of ideas and solidarity, but at the end of the day, each branch is free to act the way it deems most appropriate. And of course, since it operates in a highly secular country, in a very different environment, Turkey is very different from all the Arab countries, it chooses, it's a peculiar situation. It operates in ways that make sense to them, but, you know, they're not applicable to Egypt or Jordan or Algeria or some other country in the region. The Brotherhood, and I mean Brotherhood as in the broad sense, is a very flexible movement. It adapts to the circumstances on the ground and adapts to society in the place it operates.
That was Lorenzo Vindino at the Zurich Center for Security Studies.